Can you all hear me?
Yes.
You can. Bursitis, quickly. I've been an orthopedic and trauma surgeon until about 10 years ago. But about in 2001, when he started bombing the poorest people in the world in Afghanistan, I realized that I should speak up for Palestine. Because years before, when I was operating with a Palestinian senior house officer, he said to me, "Do you know what they're doing to us in Palestine, Mr. Halpin?" I said, "I've got a fair idea, Abu Lafi." He said, "You have no idea. No idea." That was in the back of my mind. So when they started bombing, and they predicted it actually in July of 2001, a Pakistani diplomat was told that by an American general. That's before the trigger for the attack on the Muslim world of 9/11. They started bombing as predicted in October of 2001, and families were fleeing to the mountains to freeze to death from the bombs dropped from B-52s at 32,000 feet. And I knew then I had to stand up for humanity, really. And I knew that Palestine was the hinge of our humanity, because our sisters and brothers there had been killed and tortured and children imprisoned for years and years, since 1948, and in fact, for well before that, in fact. So I've certainly spent a lot of time in Palestine. I've been to Gaza 10 times. I was poisoned there in 2005. I don't know who was the agent, but I suspect it was the occupier. And I was nearly killed with 15 other people on the 30th of December in 2008, when our boat was rammed 66 miles off Haifa, when we were on our way to Gaza, when there was another convulsion of killing in Gaza. I've been to Gaza 10 times, and I hope to go back in October with some help from a very good Israeli doctor who I communicate with. Now, that's a bit of my past, but I've, having been qualified at St. Mary's in 1964, and then working in the health service, eventually as a surgeon after 11 years of training as a consultant orthopedic and trauma surgeon, I've seen a lot about that. And I understand from Crispin that you wanted to know more about the health service and about Dr. David Kelly. Now, I was going to write some notes. I was writing some notes yesterday, but talking from notes, it can be a bit dreary. What I'm going to do is to refer to my home page and my website. And those with phones can put in the address now. It's quite easy. D. Halpin, H-A-L-P-I-N, infoaction.org.uk/. And on that home page, in fact, I thought about it. I slept on this. I woke up this morning after a good night's sleep. I sleep well because my conscience is clear, and I realized it was best to speak from my home page. And if you look at the home page, on the right-hand side, there are quotations from Milton Mayer. He was the son of a physician, a Jewish physician, all put Jewish in inverted commas with a small J. I don't like ethnic or racial labels. I'm a universalist. I look at people's eyes and their soul, and not at their skin or some other mark. And my train of thought has gone. I am in my 84th year, so you will forgive me. But I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up until my pulse stops. Let's get back to, Milton Mayer. He was a son of a Jewish family who went to America in 1936. He became a journalist, and he went back to Germany in after the war and spoke to a variety of German citizens to find out how Germany, a nominally Christian country, and a logical country generally, had been changed into the most vicious regime, which did the most terrible things in World War II. Some of the things we've done before as the British Empire. The first people, the first nation to set up concentration camps was the British in the Second Boer War. Did you know that? You probably did. I'm speaking to people. I'm so heartened. I've been wanting a revolution of the mind for years, and here the revolution is taking place. Gradually. Now, I'll deal with Dr. Distick on that homepage. So Milton Mayer, the quotes are there. He showed how a country became a fascist regime. We are in a fascist regime now. Neoliberal is a euphemism. Julian Assange is a symbol of our fascism. The Toll Puddle martyrs were under a fascist regime. Those people wanted to feed their children in Dorset, and they were very eloquent and decent and courageous men. They were crushed by the state in the shape of Lord Melbourne, by the Church of England, and by the law. And it's exactly the same thing's happening now. So we'll leave that aside. So that's my preface. We are not dealing in a neoliberal regime. We're dealing with a fascist regime. We must call it as it is. Now, I'll deal with Dr. Kelly secondly. The NHS, briefly. I've recently had to go to hospital with my dear sister, who, having had a brilliant mind and being my right-hand man for Palestine and for the NHS, and Dr. Kelly, has now, in fact, has a very poor short-term memory. And we were treated with great kindness at Torbay Hospital by the oncologist. She has had a thyroid cancer since 2014. The NHS has been dismantled gradually over 40 years, as predicted and advised by Ridley, Letwin, and Redwood. And if you look at my homepage down on the right-hand side, there's a quotation about the dismantling of the NHS and a referral and a reference to an article by John Furs in the London Book of Book of Words, whatever it's called. So that's on that homepage. Now, it's getting cold, isn't it? The NHS will be rebuilt because there are some very good people within it. So whenever you can, and there's over a million employees in the health service, or they need more, they've been short of staff, about 140,000 staff, 100,000 nurses for quite a long time. Be kind to them, encourage them, and find the best amongst them, and be with them, because we work with them, the patient, the lay people, the doctors, the nurses, the physios, all the rest of them. We have to work together to rebuild it, and we will rebuild it, because the perception was beyond imagining. In a bankrupt country, bankrupt from the war, we built a health service, and I was the start of it. I was really quite early in it. In 1964, that's only about 15 years after it started. And I said, we didn't have much to do then. We had much, we didn't have the technology. But we did our best to be good doctors and nurses and whatever. We are all together in this. I don't have to say this quite bluntly. We have to maintain our own health. It is our absolute duty to look after our own health. And the pandemic we've been talking about, which is grossly exaggerated anyway, with unnecessary vaccination, what I call toxic junk, the pandemic is of obesity. I'll be quite blunt about it. We have to get back to being a healthy nation like we were in the Second World War and recover the common sense we had then and the determination we had then as well to defeat the most evil regime. Dr. Kelly, everything was wrong about it. I thought it was fishy to start with, but I thought about it more and then heard what Hutton was coming with. Hutton was set up within 3 weeks of a body being found. Lord Falconer called Lord Hutton a safe pair of hands to the House of Lords within 3 hours of a body being found before it was identified. They knew what was happening. Blair knew what was happening. He ordered it, probably. But it was done by other agents in another nation. We can discuss that later. But that man, who was our top germ and chemical warfare expert, Dr. Kelly, I think a moral man, if you now go to my website and see the videos on the left-hand side, if you go down, first of all, the health service, it's a talk I gave in 2012 in response to one of the killer acts, that is the Health and Social Care Act. Guess when it was passed? April the 1st of 2012. They laugh in our faces. They love it. April the 1st. That act has removed the duty of universal care. So when you now complain, they say, sorry, mate, we passed the act. That's why they're ignoring most of you when you want care from your GP. That's the fact of it. So, on the health service, stick with it, rebuild it, and do it with kindness, and look after your own health. Kelly, going back to that, the whole thing stinks. I probably am the most expert analyst of the whole thing. And that's why my phone's being bugged, post is being opened, because Kelly is very high voltage. Why is it high voltage? Because if Kelly has the inquest he's never had, isn't that extraordinary? This man had a natural death. He was found with a slit wrist and a cut ulnar artery, which he didn't bleed to death from, I can tell you that. That man has never had an inquest. We live in a country of lords. Isn't that astounding? Disgusting. It's disgusting. The inquest will happen. And when it happens, that's one key to having Blair, the barrister, on the wrong side of the bar. Because the paramount psychopath and war criminal must be brought to the bar in our country. If it doesn't, our country continues to go down the tube in the shit. And we're not in the shit because there's lots of people here. I meet lots of working men and women who know what I'm talking about, and they light up. So what you must do is to talk kindly, inform everybody. We must rebuild our country, rebuild our health service, and return to common sense and to loving each other. That's the message. All right? Is there a roving microphone here? Is there a roving microphone? Any questions about Kelly? I could answer any of them. The whole thing stinks. My website, if you put in Kelly, there's 51 references. And a lot of it is, well, it's all solid stuff. Crispin, is that about right?
Yeah, I think
for time?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm being very serious, but it's very serious stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're smiling.
No, but you're being too serious.
Am I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
I find it hard being serious.
Yeah,
I'll try and be serious. Though.
Well, there we are. Well, I have been very serious because I'm dealing with very serious matters. Thank you.